Public Information Officer for the Office for Financial and Insurance Regulation. He's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Jason, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
No, I'm doing very well. Your office is offering tips to protect financial futures for folks who have disability insurance. Tell us about this.
Well, we wanted to put out some advice for people considering purchasing disability insurance. In this economy, many Michigan consumers may not think that their most valuable asset is their ability to work, but if an illness or an injury were to keep them from earning a living, would they be able to pay their bills? And the U.S. government is estimating that 1 in 4 of today's 20-year-olds will at some time become disabled before reaching retirement age, and only about a third of the population have some sort of disability insurance as part of their insurance benefits. So there are a number of different things to consider if you're looking to purchase disability insurance on the individual market. That's if you don't have it offered from your employer.
What made you feel the need to provide this information?
Well, again, in this economy, Michigan consumers need to protect their most valuable asset, and that's their ability to earn a living. So before considering purchasing disability insurance, you need to know a few things.
All right. You're just saying the same thing you said. I guess what I wanted to lead you to, have there been a lot of instances where people are getting duped?
No, not at all. We often put out tips for consumers that on different insurance products. It's nothing more than that, and we're here to help consumers in any of their insurance needs. They can call us 877-999-6442. We're here to answer any insurance questions or complaints or anything involving the insurance, banking, or securities industries.
All right, Jason, you make it quite clear that disability insurance is not the same as workers' compensation. In the case of disability insurance, the injury or illness does not have to be the result of workplace incident or exposure. Give us some good hints in trying to find this type of insurance?
Well, first consider that there are two types of insurance available, short-term and long-term. Short-term will replace a portion of the consumer's salary from 3 to 6 months following a disability, where long-term will be around 6 months after the disability and can last a few years or even until retirement age. And when you're shopping around, you're going to want to consider different things within the policy, what they consider the definition of a disability. It may vary from policy to policy. It may pay benefits if you aren't able to perform the duties of your specific job, while others may require that your disability keep you from performing any job. Policies may vary on the extent of the disability as well as the disabilities covered.
And I know that there's a lot more information. Where can people go to gather that?
Michigan.gov/OFIR. We have a lot of helpful tips on purchasing all types of insurance, auto, home, disability, life, as well as other consumer financial tips.
All right, Jason, great information. Jason Moon is the Public Information Officer for the Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation. Thanks so much, sir.
Anytime, Tony.